Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on the 2nd of April, I think it is today. Passion Tide beginning today. So let's light our candle and just take that moment to take a deep breath and focus on God as we aim to spend time thinking about God and coming into his presence and praying. And he is always with us, but we don't always recognize it. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up, that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. A song of lamentation. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Mm-hmm. A psalm for today is Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me out of the roaring pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footing sure. He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not turn to the proud that follow a lie. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. How great your designs for us. There is none that can be compared with you. If I were to proclaim them and tell of them, they would be more than I am able to express. Say together, great are the wonders you have done, O Lord, my God. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin you have not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me that I should do your will. O my God, I delight to do it. Your law is within my heart. I have declared your righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I did not restrain my lips, and that, O Lord, you know. Your righteousness I have not hidden in my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and truth from the great congregation. Say together, great are the wonders you have done, O Lord, my God. Do not withhold your compassion from me, O Lord. Let your love and your faithfulness always preserve me. For innumerable troubles have come about me. My sins have overtaken me, so I cannot look up. They are more in number than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and altogether dismayed who seek after my life to destroy it. Let them be driven back and put to shame who wish me evil. Let those who heap insults upon me be desolate because of their shame. Say together, great are the wonders you have done, O Lord, my God. Let all who seek you rejoice in you and be glad. Let those who love your salvation say always, the Lord is great. Though I am poor and needy, the Lord cares for me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O my God, make no delay. Say together, great are the wonders, great you, have wonders done.
You have done, O Lord
my God. Free us from our sins, O God, and may our sacrifices be of praise to the glory of your Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Psalm 125, glorious things are spoken of you, Zion, city of our God. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but stands fast forever. As the hills stand about Jerusalem, so the Lord stands round about his people from this time forth forevermore. The sceptre of wickedness shall not hold sway over the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous turn their hands to evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are true of heart. Those who turn aside to crooked ways, the Lord shall take away with the evildoers, but let there be peace upon Israel. Glorious things are spoken of you, Zion, city of our God. God of power, you are strong to save, and you never fail those who trust in you. Keep us under your protection and spread abroad your reign of peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Fiz is going to read our Exodus reading.
So beginning at chapter 9, verse 13. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go so that they may worship me. But this time I will send all my plagues upon you yourself, and upon your officials and upon your people, so that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from the earth. But this is why I have let you live, to show you my power and to make my name resound through all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Tomorrow at this time I will cause the heaviest hail to fall that has ever fallen in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. Send therefore and have your livestock and everything that you have in the open field brought to a secure place. Every human or animal that is in the open field and is not brought under shelter will die when the hail comes down upon them." Those officials of Pharaoh who feared the word of the Lord hurried their slaves and livestock off to a secure place. Those who did not regard the word of the Lord left their slaves and livestock in the open field. The Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards heaven so that hail may fall on the whole land of Egypt, on humans and animals and all the plants of the field in the land of Egypt." Then Moses stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire came down on the earth. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. There was hail with fire, flashing continually in the midst of it, such heavy hail as had never fallen in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck down everything that was in the open field throughout all the land of Egypt, both human and animal. The hail also struck down all the plants of the field and shattered every tree in the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were, was hail. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said to them, "This time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to the Lord, enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go. You need stay no longer." Moses said to him, "As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hand to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your officials, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God." Now the flax and the barley were ruined, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bud. But wheat and spelt were not ruined, for they are late in coming up. So Moses left Pharaoh, went out of the city, stretched out his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail ceased and the rain no longer poured down on the earth. But when Pharaoh saw the rain and hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned once more and hardened his heart, he and his officials. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he would not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had spoken through Moses.
I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, praises of the Most High. Who is this that comes from Edom, coming from Bosra, his garments stained crimson? Who is this in glorious apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength? It is I who announce that right has won the day. It is I, says the Lord, for I am mighty to save. Why are your robes all red, O Lord, and your garments like those who tread the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High. All that God has done for us in his mercy by his many acts of love. For God said, surely they are my people, my children who will not deal falsely. And he became their saviour in all their distress. So God redeemed them by his love and pity. He lifted them up and carried them through all the days of old. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praises of the Most High. And next reading is from Hebrews 12.
Hebrews 12, verse 14 to the end. Pursue peace with everyone, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and through it many become defiled. See to it that no one becomes like Esau, an immoral and godless person who sold his birthright for a single meal. You know that later, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, even though he sought the blessing with tears. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and the tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and the spirit of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for if they did not escape when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from the heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for indeed our God is a consuming fire.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Use the Saviour of the World alternative. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains. Forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty deliverer. Save and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Christ Jesus. Hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy,
and to
Spirit,
the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is
now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being
saved, it is the power of God.
Today's prayers, I'm going to say the first name of members of the church and those we're praying for. So we'll just remember them for a moment, each person in our hearts before God, and ask that he will meet their needs today and help them in their work, in their time, in their leisure, and that they may know his presence with them. Let's pray together. Lord, we pray for David, our vicar, recovering at home, and for his wife and family. I pray for our church wardens, Chris and Peter, as they deal with the difficulties of this time and support people and deal with requests and community help. We remember the members of our church: Beryl, Sam, Peter, Ian and Ellie, Ian and Joe and their family, Jenny, Gavin and Louise, Carly, Hazel and Bob, Elaine, Chris and Julie, Tim and Jenny, Lorraine, Ian and Jennifer, Pat, Joe, Anne, Simon, Liz, Margot, Nigel and family, Lara and Simon, Bobby, family and friends of Mick, Geeta, Susan, Mel, Felicity, Elizabeth and Andrew, Louise, Peter, Sandra, Delith, Gillian, Stephen, Andy and his family, Chris and Ivan, Andre, Trish, Gary and Jackie, Phil and Rachel, Barbara, Dan and Merlin, David and Rebecca, Sun and her family, Beryl, Nigel, Corinna and family, June and Ken, Jenny, Joan and Susan and their family, Christine, David and Mo, Stan. We pray for the continuing recovery of Ian, Bob and George, and for the family and friends of Joan and others, Mick and others whose funerals have been recently. And we remember Lily, Trevor, Barbara and Richard. Lord, we bring also before you a wider family: Jim, Lynn, Ruth, Owen, Val, Linda, Joan, Keith, Shirley, Margaret, Audrey, Jane, Brenda, Kim and Jean and Sue, Graham and Asua, David and Sarah, Gloria and Ray, Sue, Sheila, Ruth. And Lord, remember all those that we are concerned about in our village and in our family and friends before you. We remember those we know through the newsletter, through the village leaders, the shops, the business owners, all those who live and work here, and the Cedar Community Club, the Cafe Fellows, the Old Codgers, and other groups in our village. Lord, we ask you be with everybody as they adapt to the changes and demands of this time, that you'd keep them safe physically, that people who do get infected would have a very mild bout of the illness, and that you would protect the teams of people working to help people and those who have to be working in the shops, and delivery drivers, bin men, people who are out and about in our community. And Lord, we remember the doctors and nurses and medical workers, surgeons and other hospital staff who live and work here, and we bring them all before you this morning. Lord, we know that you bring good out of difficult situations, and we ask your blessing on all these good people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A collect of the day. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Pray together the Lord's Prayer in the traditional form. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. If you want to know more, do have a look under the prayers tab on the website, and find out how to be part of this. Thank you for being with us. Have a great day.